and you immigrated about 600,000 years ago. And when you first came in, you became part of the Arcturian Collective. Are you familiar with Arcturians?
I am, yeah.
Well, they're a collective of spiritual scientists that take consciousness exploration to a very extreme degree. And their whole society is based off of consciousness exploration and turning their physical bodies into energy bodies. And the technology that they use uses crystal, where they solidify a crystal out of energy and then turn it into a vessel of energy, or a vessel that has control systems in it. Then they all enter the crystal, and then they all unify in energy and turn the crystal into a vehicle of only energy. And then the consciousness that's better inside them explore the universe. They're called vehicles of hope and change, vehicles of creativity, vehicles of intuition. And their purpose is to scan the universe and the multiverse for other Arcturian collective entities that are spreading the word of spiritual science as a way to get through the drama and karma of this karmic resolution phase in our universe, because we're a free-willed universe. And until the collectiveness of all the sentient species of expression come together, this technology and these people will be out there sharing their wisdom in the form of energy as much as they can. They've actually visited you many times. These are would be like orbs that are in pictures around you. Have you noticed those?
I'm very interested in, I watch all the paranormal shows, very familiar with the phenomena. I don't have too many pictures of my own.
From the foul way they breed us, say you're such a fucking leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
Love you, I do. Love you, I love you. Lady, 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 lady. No, you see the confidence, believe me, I am wavy. I need something deeper, money does not stimulate me. Whether you got mansions or got diamonds in your AP. Drama, 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 drama. Please don't tell my mama I've been smoking marijuana. Talk pina coladas, getting loose in the Bahamas. Look at me now, I got a bitch, her name is Karma. I was moving wild, but now I'm calmer. We was on the front line listening to Kendrick Lamar. Still the same now, we just blow that yaya on our charters. 24s to Aussie just to hang with some koalas. Living in the present, still my future looking sweet. Jodeci and cherry wine, sipping on that Arrow's Creek. Please let go of all your troubles whenever you're here with me. And patience, 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 patience. London born a stay girl to international sensation. Cutting through your settings, do not need an invitation. Basking in this feeling, if I must say, it's amazing, I'm amazing. Everything, but she was just a groupie. I got higher standards, don't waste time trying to pursue me. You were trading to let for an artificial booty. That's goofy, goofy, goofy. Tanisha held you down, but you weren't Lucy. Now she kicking up a fuss like Bruce Lee. Okay, if you love me, baby, why'd you want to lose me? You use me, confuse me, accuse me. It's truly a movie. Covered with silver linings, it took time just to learn about timing. I got lost in it, you got lost in it. You clocked out me while I stayed bossing it. What it cost to be this damn hot with it? Who knew love would be so damn toxic? I'm intoxicated, exhilarated, finally moved on. How devastated for you, got my groove on. Meditating too, creating, making innovative moves. Listen up, honey. Never had a penny, now I'm on artist / actor money.
Me red. from? I got it from a textbook, a Negro, the spiritual son. Close to my sketchbook, we stepped off the ledge, held hands with our souls twice. The death so black, you see the mamba, my snake bites. This game got played, the prophets got split, spilled the ashes up in space. Look, the sun's face, it's gonna be a good day up under the elm tree. The crunch got a sweet tooth, snacking the kid clean. For those still stunned, left the crumb of my nose clean. My snow too pure, and that's my heart when you speak mean. Bagging up sweets, serving milk for the treats. Look, the sun speaks. Look. Look.
Arigato.
It's a stick up, cartoon lunch dates, the kids up, you 10 bucks too, troop shoot, put your hands up,
freeze,
they stole all our jewels, grab my sword up and leave, so last week I shot a rapper, but the manager fleed, he grew strong, then he returned and demanded I leave, this rap game, on a fidget duck, you cracking your beak, the crusades, boots marching 360 degrees, the checks never really bigger, if they picking their feet, my cheek dimples overgrazing, dark twitches deplete, the stove for the heat, and drama that's free, you get rocked by, you the Balboa. And me, she.
Arigato.
Spiritual indigenous and naughtiest spittle with aboriginals. The flow is so original, the shit's a fucking miracle. Yeah, the mic kid, but the flow is too immaculate. I'm still running, but the pigs ain't catching shit. Slug tipping and dipping, you see the salad dipping. Talking with the slang of a villain, and so I'm coughing piss. Coughing piss, and I'm munching up on a rapper's dish. Two gold chains, it's a playground raps, dude. Six gold teeth for some sticker pack tattoos, yeah. What the birds see the villains do. These dudes play happy until I smack them with the pedestal. An ultimate decision was to boogie into seven rebels and dissect the intellect of what he made clever. The sweet jubilee will make you sing. By the boom, by the bang, smacking off his blend. Preaching to my mistletoe, long John Silvers and some crooked teeth. Grimy like the blackest mandingo. So when she's licking off the liquor on my lips, seven shades blacker, Uncle Genie with the wish. Smuggling the sediments, the ball from the rich. Speak about the ego when you'll end up in a ditch, snitch. Brownie fudge, smudge, mug. Handsome little fucker on the stage, I spit wax. And that's word to my mother. And my sisters and my brothers, brothers. So, I don't know what to say. I'm going insane. Up in the membrane. I'm going insane. Yeah. Smacking off his bling, and I'm just trying to sing.
All right. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio coming to you at about 2:15 in the morning. My name is Zach, and I'm coming to you out of New York. Who do I got in the room with me? Got a special guest.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wave Gotti, also known as Cylon, also known as Durag, also known as whatever you want me to be.
Sick. It's a lot of names that you go by. It's good to have you here on the show. Cylon's been my homie online for a big minute, but we finally linked on this trip, and it's been nice to be kicking it the past few days. How's it feel to be on the radio in Montreal right now?
It's exciting. I'm a little nervous, you know. I love to talk. I love to talk shit, but very rarely do I actually speak and have an audience like this, so it's flattering. I'm excited. I'm ready to fuck this shit up. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm stoked to have you here, honestly. The first time we linked, I knew you would be a good guest on the show. You talk a lot. It's not a bad thing, but I know you got a lot to say. And we'll say it throughout the episode as we go. Usually as we start the show, we don't talk too much. We introduce ourselves a little, talk about the music, get into the music. You know, you got to get the listeners hooked on the music. And then we could dive deeper in the conversations. But for now, I don't know. Tell me a bit about yourself. Tell me who you are, what you do, your craft, whatever it is that you're up to in life.
All right, cool. So yeah, I'm born and raised in Jamaica, Queens, New York. Just turned 30 last week. I do a little bit of everything. I like to do like graffiti, photography. Just started dabbling in airbrush. I like to dabble in music a little bit, whether it's punk or more like drum and bass type electronic type shit. I love to cook. There's so many things. I'm like an onion. There's so many layers to peel back.
Sounds like a lot of layers. A lot of cool things to talk about, for sure. I know you personally through Graf and the Graf world. Would you say that's like the biggest out of all of them to you, out of all your crafts?
I would say if not the biggest, it's kind of like, it's what holds everything together. That's like that's the beginning of my journey. That's what really got me going down this path, was Graf. And from there, like, just too many doors started opening up, you know?
Word. Sick. Well, we could talk a bit more about Graf on the next talking segment. I don't know. You could be free with whatever you want to say right now as we start the show. You got anything to say to our listeners to open the show, introduce yourself, anything like that?
What can I say? If you're not doing what you want in life, you're not living it right. And I'm not saying that to say that you should just be reckless, if that means doing what you want is being careless and bugging out and doing all types of shit. But if you're not living the life that you want to live, you have one opportunity. This is your chance to do what you want to do while you're here on Earth. Tomorrow's not promised. If you're not doing what you want to do today, you need to get your shit together and figure out how you can make the change in your life so tomorrow you're doing what you want to do, or you're getting into what you want to do.
Respect. Yeah, that's a really, really nice, empowering message to start this episode. Do you feel like you're living up to that?
I don't know if I'd say I'm living up to it, but I'm definitely starting to break, like, come into my own and figure out exactly what I want to do and make, and devoting my life to that.
Sick. That's the most important thing to do. All right, let's get back into the music. We could get deeper in the conversations in a little bit since we're just starting the show. You gave me a few tracks to put on. The first one was by A1. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it, what that song means to you, and what we're going to hear.
All right, so A1, man, that's my homie from Queens. Shout out to my boy A1, Humbiano. You already know the vibes, man. But that's just somebody I really respect. I appreciate his craft and his talent and his passion for the music. So this song, Broken Shice, is featuring him and another one of my talented homies, my boy Jacusto. You know, BMS 104730, my homie from Soundview, and he's just another person. He's one of my friends that, like, I have a lot of friends that make music, a lot of friends that like rap, and like, I don't take them all serious, I'm being honest. But my friend Jacusto, that's one person. Every time he spits something, I just have to listen and record. He always draws a crowd wherever we are. Like, it's just fucking dope. So that's why I wanted to open the show up with that. Show some love to my homies, man.
Sick. I'm really excited to hear it. I guess I'll get straight into it. Most of the songs we're going to hear on tonight's episode, by the way, are coming straight from Cylon. It's a curated episode by my friend. Every time I like to have my friends on this show, I like them to have a little bit of control, play their music, talk about whatever it is that they're feeling, because that's what the show is all about. Out of the Void is making something out of nothing. So today Cylon makes something out of nothing, and I'm stoked to hear it. All right, so let's get into it. We're about to hear Broken Scheist. What's it called?
Broken Scheist.
Broken Scheist by A1 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's currently 2:20 in the morning. We're coming to you from New York. Hope it's not too cold out there. All right, we'll be back on the mic real soon.
Lafayette the Lie Dig, MFG, do crime, dirty cash, 1965, 40 on the arm, you held your baby mom, my block feel like Vietnam, I play it calm, hey yo, it don't get smoother than this, on a cruise with your chick, blowing piff, sipping blue label, stacks with the blue strip, Cuban link cables, beat cases, judges get paid on the table, rather do the dirt by my lonely, but it feels better getting cheddar with the homies, but a soft pal inside Kevlar, jock drop gems, plus hit him with gem stars, your baby mom's eye in the guard. The arms look like I did 5 in the yard, but I'm just bench pressing your chick, little flex on the wrist, like on the phone with wifey getting head in the whip, it's only Wednesday, jock, while you sipping Dawn, I'm about to run you the fade with some slippers on, rocking fly silks on the beach, Maury on a sandal, put the handle in your freak, she just wanna eat the gun, my man smoke leak in the slum, you talk slick and he eating your son, my team deep like a 50 clip, you get your nipple hit, at the dice game, 666, crack J. Old player, wild Humby. My bread long, but I'm feeling like Al Bundy. Holla.
I wanna thank you, Dominican barber. Fly, get money, but ain't living in Harlem. Only Filipino that started my Goonie or Carver. Moving with caution, I'm Lutheran, Marvin mixed. Need this music shit to pop or 1,000 licks. Arouse your bitch, mouth to dick. My teachers always said I won't amount to shit. Me and Jock crouched down for flicks. My white bitch just put me on the white claw. Now my yellow meat all up in a white jar. It could get ugly. Back to see your bitch. Found out I was sex money. Then she dug me. Might shoot the one on right after shopping. How your cussie hit you with short shorts like Stockton. Your lawyer rocked the Tim Duncan suit. He ain't Cochran. I don't even think I'd just be using a lost pen. Might catch me with a 5% in Mecca. But he'll still leave your heartbeat flat like a repas. So ninja repa. I'm Noriega 9-8. Throw me in some silk. Some Wileys, I have a dime scrape. Cohiba and a Romeo. Divas wanna throw they throw at the guard avatar. She blew me till she overdosed. I pose right by the bricks where the devil's felt. I ghost write all your shit, give your pencil help. We toast, light up a spliff for our mental health. With no license and whips, we still spin the belt. Salute my AI likes, know it's love. Can't stay tonight, your home is bugged. Under surveillance like the Raven Night Social Club. I'm a changed man, the OA might have sold you drugs.
Told you once, I told you twice. My little niggas broken shice, they'll take your life. Told you once, I told you twice. My little man's broken shice, they'll take your life. Move like poltergeist. Niggas ain't so polite, we ain't so polite. You know I'll be doing the hooks and nothing like that, man. Cool stove. Throw the signal up like Batman. I hit you while you in the can. What? Shout out to my man A1 butter sauce, lobster sauce. A wonderful, man. And you know the vibes, man. Shimmy.
Yeah. Focus, pocus. Skiggity scat. It ain't nothing but me. That nigga E40. Finna sprinkle some of you fools with some of this. This GAME, man. Some of this guy. Understand my system. Finna sprinkle you fools with my sprinkling system. Understand this stuff. It don't stop to the motherfucking Glock pop.
Don't stop.
And fuck a Glock. I'm fucking with the 6R. P226, Diana Ross, Cousin Nina, Misdemeanor, that's what we do, understand it.
I be more hipper than a hippopotamus. Get off of your head like a neurologist. Push him awake to Atlas. Got a pilot by the name of Tupaculus. The 707 Marisco hella fall back to floor terrace.
Yeah.
I pull a 40 out of my bar cap and then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the click. Sugar D shot legit.
Yeah.
Family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Killing motherfuckers off crucial. Sitting them down mutual. Running through these lyrics as if I was fiber. Like Metamucil. Timer. Boated water. Sprinkle me, man. Big timer. Sprinkle me, man. Kick that shit, sugar.
Here comes the top notch. Ooh. Here I be. Clicked out me. Sugar tea from the beat. I'm quick to smile. Always down for the job. You got a strut that's a gang shot.
Making mega, trying to knock the hustle just because we way too major.
These ain't trying to test your testicles, you know that shit ain't cool.
Sugar don't make me have to come about the sound booth and act a fucking fool.
All these old hoe cake ass niggas, they make me so damn sick.
Boom, 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 boom
on the trick.
Player for false and get rubbed off. You don't want moss,
Fuck around and get evaporated.
Cause I'm a timer. Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
Big timer.
Sprinkle me, man.
That's what we do.
Understand this shit. What's happening, sugar? You in this bitch with me?
I thought you heard.
That's what we do for the motherfucking 9-5.
For the 9-5. Yeah.
Sick with the records. Jive all the time.
Understanding the system, man.
Smob City V-Town, man.
Smob City V-Town.
top, low right tractor. Redneck fella, moonshot seller. Hanging by his neck bone, chicken bones locked in the cellar. Bella, belly chicken plucker. You redneck fucker. Who's going chicken hunt?
We go chicken hunt.
Who's going chicken hunt?
We go chicken hunt.
Who's going chicken hunt?
We go chicken hunt.
Got a motherfucking chicken dad.
Red Bronx to Manhattan. You know what's happening, charisma style of rapping. AOB, you know your man Quan that's 7 feet tall? He should drop the mic and pick up a basketball. Yes, y'all, mad love to my crew. Everyone's real cool. All we wanna do is to be in a record pool. Yes, y'all, this is my design to make my niggas rewind. Labels pull crimes, it's time for me to resign. The style's deep, even when we fall asleep. Dreaming of the usual, a rap beat. I got class with my mouth, so remember this. If you're not down, you're expelled off my premises. I come with bombs when the singer's loud hectic. I'm clean cut and suave, the dapper type, man. I got meth. Taking titles and much clout. And when I'm rolling dice, I got my boys in the leg out. It's just charisma with the Nikes, charisma with the knots. Charisma on stage, just charisma show that rocks. So check it out, party people in the place. The newest car I ever had was a 78. I'm straight rolling in my bucket with my boys at ease. And when I see a liquor store, I think of 10 G's. I'm just fanatic with these rhymes, you can't read them though. Young kid, you're not ready for torpedoes. Just wait until my mom hears this jam. She'll say I have to scram, but she has to take me for what I am. When I need someone to talk to for insight, I see what's in sight. And that's lovely girls tonight. I got methods. I got methods. I make my speech, announce the winner at the studio, live at 8. So Captain Stay Whore ain't watching the wars. This is just a rhyme from page 74. As far as girls, yeah, they know me. They talk about Kobe, but Kobe ain't got nothing on me. I rap in Dolby. So hey world, open your eyes to the whack. Cause when the going gets whack, the whack get up on track and that's whack. Who said that real hip-hop don't sell? Me and my whole crew, bought two copies of Raising Hell. Just the other day, there was a contest with NMCs. Man, looking whack, wearing Lees and clock D's. I was like, okay, so I gave it a bang. Now those MCs ain't got nothing but their ex-girls to blame. I got methods. I got
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 2:40 in the morning. Some early hours for some, late hours for others. We just heard some pretty cool tracks. I'm going to run through it real quick. We heard, what did we hear? We heard Broken Scheist by A1, Sprinkle Me by E40 and Sugar T, Methods by Charisma, Peanut Butter Wolf, Chicken Hunting by Insane Clown Posse, Next Movement by The Roots, and Methods by... Oh, we already played Methods. Yeah, I already said that. Anyways, I got my homie Cylon here. Cylon, how's it going?
Chilling, feeling good.
Feeling less nervous to be on the radio now that we got a little bit through it.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Sick. Well, it's really good to have you here, like I said. Thanks for those track suggestions. They were pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, well... You said one of your crafts before was graffiti. I feel like it's a topic we don't talk about too much on this show. We've had some writers guest on this show, but never really spoke about the topic. you're pretty into it yourself, pretty vocal about it, so might as well talk to you about it a little bit if you're comfortable.
Hell yeah, let's go. Let's get it.
Sick. Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me how'd you start writing? What's the story? What brought you to graffiti?
All right, well, I can't remember exactly who started first out of me and my three friends, but I had a homie, two homies I went to high school with, and one of them, his tag back in the day was insane, and he was the first one out of us to really be like fucking around, like urban exploration, like hopping fences and going to places and doing all types of crazy shit. So he got into graffiti. I remember he would show us, like, he would be drawing in school all day, like, doing his name, doing, like pieces. They were garbage, like, today's standards. But back then, like, that shit was blowing my, that shit blew my mind. I was like, yo, this is so fucking sick. This is awesome. So, like, me being, like, 16, 17, I was kind of a nerd in school around, like, junior high. Like, the dynamics changed in, like, the classroom, and I didn't get as much of an enjoyment, or like I didn't learn as much as I did going to school through those years because I had a lot of bullshit going on. So I would find myself most of the time to pass time, or like to keep myself cool, I'd be doodling in my notebooks, like just drawing like little comics and stuff like that. So seeing my friend draw this stuff in his book in school was like, yo, this is kind of cool. Like I've never really been like a artsy person before that, but it kind of like really took my like it just like got a hold of me. So I started tagging. My first tag, I just did the letter M. I thought it would be funny because I, in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to a wall and do like 100 letter M's. So when you see it, you're just gonna read it as I thought that shit was so fucking cool.
Amazing.
So I went from that. I developed my tag a little bit more. I started fucking around with lice. That was the first like little hand style I came up with. And then brain. Brain was the one I stuck with for a while. But I just couldn't get the letters right. So I switched from that. I started writing Silo, S-I-L-O, and I was practicing that for like half the summer. I believe this is in 2008. And I'll never forget the first day I go out to catch a tag with my name. I called my homie from like elementary school to link up, and we're walking around. And I passed this path mark in my neighborhood, and there's this big like 18-wheeler truck with graph on it. I'm like, sick, this is gonna be my first tag. Mm-hmm. And I go to hit the truck, and just as if luck would have it, somebody already had the tag Silo, and they caught something on the truck.
Damn.
And I remember just sitting there. I'm like 17 years old. I'm like, fuck. So I didn't know much about graph. I knew at this point, if someone has the same name as you, you either have to fight them, like go to war with them over it,
yep,
or you change your tag. And me being like a kid, still wet behind the ears, I'm like, this could be like a grown ass man. This could be like somebody in their 30s or 40s. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know who I'm messing with. So let me change it. So I went back home, my tail between my legs, and I just kept practicing and like just fucking around with different letters. And I just decided to add an end to it, and that's how Sideline came to be, summer 2008. So from 2008 and on, it's just been that. Yeah.
Sick. That's a pretty good origin story. You went pretty in-depth. Yeah. Didn't really need to ask you many questions there. Got, like, the full picture of it.
Yeah, that was it. That was, like, and also to add on to that, I was kind of, like, antisocial around that age. I spent most of my time, like, on my Xbox, or like playing Yu-Gi-Oh and into stuff like that. So graph was like what got me really like exploring my neighborhood, my city. The first time I went to Manhattan by myself with a friend was to go to Scrapyard to buy my first Pilot. I'll never forget that day. That's what like opened doors for me as far as like learning how to socialize with people, you know, because I was different from every other writer I met. You know, and like they would notice that. So I had to like have like a voice. I can't just be there, you know, being quiet. I got to speak up for myself. So I learned how to speak up for myself, and I started developing like a sense of who I was and like self-identity.
Mm-hmm. All through graph.
Yes.
Sick. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people share that feeling through graffiti. It gave them a certain type of voice, you know, when they felt like they didn't have one.
Yeah, definitely. It gives you a voice, like... It gave me a voice that I didn't even really know that I needed until I started feeling that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Being from New York, though, did you know a lot about Graf before doing it? Did you see it? Did you know the names or anything about it? Because New York is like it's known as the mecca of graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, like growing up in New York, it's just like in your face. And I'll be honest, I feel like being from New York, it's so prevalent, especially growing up in the 90s and 90s and like the mid 2000s, like Queens. You know, it's so prevalent to the point where like you notice it, but it's everywhere, so you don't really pay too much mind. So I always took note of graffiti. The few writers I remember, like, before I even, like, wrote myself, this dude, Boner, had, like...
Good name.
Yeah, Boner HSBs from Flatbush. He had came through Jamaica back in the day, and he just slaughtered it. He did every rooftop, every, like, street side, like hot boy, like, corner spot. He was doing floaters, like high floater fills before everybody was doing, like, the ladder fills. Shit like that. Yeah, there was Boner, and then there was this dude Foot, and Foot's tag was very simple, but it got to the point. He had a foot that was like from the top down view, and then he had a sideways foot with the big toe, and that dude used to crush it from like Queens to Brooklyn and like all over. And that was one person. Even if you didn't know about Graf, you would just see the footprints. You know it was Foot. You just knew
just
Foot
everywhere.
Was there. Yeah. Foot for Mayor, RIP.
How long was Foot active? Till when? I don't think I've ever seen it.
Foot?
You have?
Foot was active. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, he just passed away, I believe, in 2020. Yeah, last year. But Foot was active from, like, I'd like to say the early 2000s up until his passing. In fact, right before his passing, he started, like, going haywire again, which was fucking awesome. See,
yeah, you gotta leave the legacy.
He definitely left a real legacy in New York City graph.
That's awesome. You feel like any other writers have left a pretty big legacy in New York graph?
Yeah, my good friend, my homie Zexer, my boy Zexer. I knew him since I first got into the graph world. At first, we didn't really like each other. We used to troll each other on the internet, on AIM. We've had words before in the past, and then I met him writing. I'll never forget, he was beefing with this other dude on the Williamsburg Bridge, and I was walking with my homie, Ramen, and I wanted the spot, so I'm like, yo, I'm gonna take the spot, it's ragged already. We walk off the bridge, we do this, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and we're walking off the Williamsburg Bridge, and we're passing this spot. It's like I forget what street it is, but it's a very well-known spot. There used to be like refrigerators and stuff in front, and there was always like different people on the roof. Anyways, we're walking down, I see this heavy set like Puerto Rican dude standing next to this other kid, and I told my boy, I'm like, yo, listen, so something tells me they either write or there's somebody that they're like somebody from the block that's gonna like try to say something. So I told my homie like to follow me, we're gonna cross the street. If they follow us, just to be ready for whatever happens. So we walk and we cross the street and I hear yerp, and I'm like, yo, what's up? They ask me what I write, I say Cylon, he's like, oh, you know my boy Vil, you're cool. I'm like, word, you're Zexer, right? He's like, yeah, that was the first time meeting Zexer and the homie Zeno, RIP. But Zexer, his father was a very well-known like graph writer from the 80s who had passed away, I believe, in the mid-2000s, I want to say, when he was still relatively young. But from the time that he started, he felt like he had big shoes to fill. So he took the graph game from like the perspective of an old head, so he kept things very traditional. He was very outspoken. A lot of people didn't like him because of that. He had a lot of like, I wouldn't even say enemies, but people that just didn't really like care for him because of his attitude. Mm-hmm. But he was unapologetically himself. If he saw something about you didn't like, he would say something. He's not one of those people that's just gonna sit there and be quiet and judge you or something. Nah, if he sees something, he's gonna address it, he's gonna speak on it. So that was my homie up until he passed, and I believe the end of 2019. But that's one dude, he killed it. He was one person out of our age group that was really taking initiative to like change the way people were doing shit, whether it was like rocking blockbusters, straight letters, and fill spots and shit, just like fucking killing it. He was just so dedicated. He was with the shits. He was one person I knew that he was like just about it, like every aspect of this shit, like definitely going to jail, getting caught up, having like his personal life interfere with his grav shit. You know, he was just really about it, and he was also like, aside from him being very opinionated, he was a very humble, down-to-earth person. Mm-hmm. You met him, and like he would give you the shirt off the back, his back type of stuff. You know, like he was very like humble, cool. He was a big dude, so a lot of people were intimidated by him. But he wasn't a bully. He stuck to his code, what he believed in.
Definitely. It really seems like it, you know, being from Montreal, we're kind of connected with New York in a way. We're pretty close, but I remember even being in Montreal hearing about Zexer's passing and how much of an impact it had on the graf community here. I can't even imagine knowing the guy, you know?
It was crazy because, like, you hear about these late, like, graf legends. Like, in New York, for example, we have people like VE1, I know in San Francisco they had Ty, like these people that were very like prolific, and they died like way before their time. But like to actually experience like someone who's like at his prime, and him going, and the amount of love and like the amount of Zexer tags that were done in New York City in that 3-week period, in like that 1 month, was crazy. Everywhere I went to in New York, every time I went online, I would see people throwing him up. Some of them were like good tags, some of them were like, you could tell they were civilians that didn't even write, but just out of love for him, just throwing him up. People did whole cars for him. Like, he was getting thrown up all across the fucking country. Like, I travel to other parts of the country myself, and I see him thrown up by people that I know that he didn't know like that, or like I don't even know these people that threw him up, you know what I mean? But just to see that, like, just to see that like happening live, like right before your eyes, was just like kind of crazy. It was like it like obviously it was sad, and it was a traumatic experience to lose a friend so soon, but at the same time, seeing the amount of love that he got was like, it was beautiful.
Definitely.
It was
it really sounds like it. And to this day, like, you still see people throwing him up. And even some runners, you know, the guy left a huge impact.
That's a fact. Ben Wavy, that's it. He, so many runners. I run into shit from him that I haven't even seen yet. It blows my mind. It gets me hype, yo, for real.
For sure. That's really cool to hear. Thanks for sharing that and touching on that.
No problem, man.
If you want, we could talk a little bit more about graf. We could get back into the music. It's whatever you're feeling right now.
We can keep going.
All right. Well, I wanted to ask you something, being from New York. What do you feel of the state of graf in New York today, how it's evolved since you started, the different movements within graffiti, the subcultures within the subculture? I'm curious on your perspective on it all.
I feel like, I don't know, it's weird because everything is like super like social media, you know, now. And it's less about the act of just painting and doing your thing. For a lot of people, it's just about like instant validation. Like, I mean, that's, graf is kind of around that, because of course, like, you're doing these spots, you're doing all this crazy shit because you want to be noticed to an extent, you know. But it's just like, more so than ever, it's less about, to me, it sometimes it feels like it's less about painting for yourself for a lot of people, and just putting on a show, you know, just trying to prove yourself. Like I said once before, sometimes the graf scene, it makes me feel like the best way I can describe it is a bunch of people fighting and contesting over a throne that doesn't exist. Like, everybody wants to be on top. They want to say they're a tough guy. They got the most ups. Nobody can fuck with them. But rather than just do your thing to do it, it's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this at the expense of somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make an example. You got, like all this extra shit. Like, yeah, just performative. It's a lot of performative bullshit. And I used to feed into some of that shit. But now I'm just, like, on some completely, like, I do this shit for me. I'm all about just making experiences with my friends and just trying to push the envelope, push the limit. every time I go out, I try to do something a little bit better than the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't come out the way it does, at least I still tried. I put in that effort. I'm still growing. I'm just trying to see as far as I can take this shit, you know?
Definitely. I feel like a lot of people feel that. And, yeah, something that really resonated with me in what you were just saying is it's really cool how many connections you can make through it, you know? Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people know how much of a community graffiti really is if they're not really in it. And it's really crazy the amount of people that you can meet, the types of people you can meet from different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, subcultures, punks, like hip-hop heads, whatever anyone is doing, you know? Like, it's a lot of different types of people that you can meet through it. It's a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, it's opened so many doors to me. I met so many people that I probably never would have, like, interacted with before. And it's just really fucking cool. Like, I just started this new job, my traveling gig, which is why I was able to, like, you know, travel, see the world and paint a little bit outside of New York. And my first shift working, I find out one of my coworkers writes, and he's like, he's really fucking talented. I did the first piece I had done in a while with the character with him that week after we finished working. Like, shit's like, it's interesting because you don't really think about it like that, but once you start meeting people, you realize, like, we're everywhere, you know? And, like, it's one of those things, it's, like, one of those real niche, like, subcultures where, like, if people fuck with the fact that, like, you do graph or whatever, they respect your shit, they really, like, look out for you because, you know, it's, like, we're one and the same. We're all, like, kind of on the same page. We have different, like, goals, or we might view it a little different, but we're all in, like, the same hustle, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And it's cool how close some people could be, but I feel like there's also a lot of hostility in ways a lot of the time, especially in North America.
Yeah.
Would you say that it's still a pretty big thing in New York that there's hostility between a lot of writers in this city?
I mean, there's hostility, and I feel like the hostility is not... All right, how can I explain this? New York is different, but very similar to a lot of big cities. But New York, we are so fucking condensed. Like, I'm sure you see it. Like, we're definitely stacked on top of each other. No one has, like, any real sense of breathing room compared to other places in the country, other places around the world. And I know this is, like, there's places that are worse than this, but I'm just speaking from my existence here. So, New York, you have a lot of people just on top of each other. You know, there's not a lot of room. Everybody's doing what you do. So, people feel like, you know, people feel like they have to outshine others, or they have to one up somebody else to get the same recognition. So there's a lot of hostility in New York, but it's kind of like, how can I say, it's there, but it's not really there, because there is hostility, right? But most of the people in New York that have beef with each other, they know where they have mutual friends, you know? New York is a big city, but it's, again, it's so condensed and it's a small world. So we all know where each other hangs out. We all hang out at the same bars. Like, people know where to go, like, to handle some stuff. And I feel like it's really more about smoke and mirrors, because there are a lot of people about that hostile shit that will pop on you, might pull out a weapon on you or something. But a lot of this shit is just people talking to try to make themselves look tough or fit into an image that they aren't really living. You know what I mean?
I definitely feel that for sure. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I feel like in general there's been a lot more beef these days in the graffiti world from COVID, people's mental health, all of this, you know. But it's really cool to hear that and for you to share this all with some people in Montreal, you know, that might be listening. They might be out painting right now. It's, you know, it's 3 a.m. People might be in their cars doing whatever they're doing, you know?
Yo, it's like New York, there's hostility in every, like, graph scene, like, all over, right? New York is more passive-aggressive because, like I said, everybody kind of has an idea of where people are, who people look like. Everyone wants to show their face online, you know, so it's easy to find people. If someone really wants to fight somebody, if someone really has beef with you in New York, they can make it happen. But it doesn't happen because it's all passive aggressive. Meanwhile,